Welcome back to Brass Tacks Sunday. This is Sanka Price here with you. We have Kyle R. Pardmore, we have Celeste, and we have Janice, and we have, of course, Mr. Lennox Prescott. And we also have a call. Let's take this call first. Good afternoon. You're on the air.
Hello.
Yes, you're on the air. Good afternoon.
Okay. I heard the lady talk about, a gentleman talk about some water that the lady from another island comes to Barbados and she drinks and gives her diarrhea. Well, the water does have a lot of lime and, you know, to give it body and chlorine to make it clean. So what she should do is take the water and boil it in a stainless steel pot, not aluminum. She should even cook in stainless steel pots anyway, but not aluminum. Boil it overnight, let it settle. And when it settles, next morning she strain it and put it in glass bottles, not in plastic, and do not put them in the fridge. Just leave it at room temperature and drink that water all day long. It will not be, I don't think it will give her any more diarrhea, but I believe the lime in the water and the chlorine is probably affecting it. So if she boils it, it will do a lot to help her. Now, the people who eat the fruit like that, you get the apples, the guy talk about the apples, that gas apples that come from overseas. But I think a lot of Bajans like to eat these apples, they don't wash them, or they don't peel them. You're supposed to wash your hands, peel the fruit, and wash it, and then you can eat it, because a lot of the chemicals are under the skin of the apple, so therefore by peeling it and washing the fruit first, it will eliminate some of those problems. So I think that if they would do that, then it will go a long way to help the situation. And another thing too, when people are cooking like vegetables, Bajans like to, even potatoes or whatever, they like to put everything in a pot and just start cooking. You should boil the thing first, let that first water and throw off that, and you get rid of some of the chemicals, and then you can cook. Because Bajans have a saying, well, you know, you're going to boil out some of the nutrients. Well, which way do you want it? You want to get all the nutrients and the chemicals too, or you want to get rid of some of the chemicals that would affect you and eat, you know, healthy. So I'm saying that maybe a lot of people, as the lady there said, a lot of people don't want to change their habits, but you have to. You know, the temptation for me is ice cream and cake, so I cut them out because I know that it is a very strong temptation. I mean, and chocolates, and I don't buy those things because I know once you buy them, you're going to eat them. And also coconut bread. Those are temptations. Like I heard a woman sometimes say that she has diabetes. She said that when she's carrying things like sweet bread and chocolate and ice cream, she said during the night she can hear these things calling her, telling her, come and eat me. So I'm saying that, look, if you know it's not good for you, don't carry them in. Don't buy them, because once you buy them, you're going to eat them.
Right? All right, so let me get a response for you here now. Alf, you want to respond to him?
Yeah, first? In terms of the water, there's also ozone water, oxygenated water, which is done here in Barbados. A nice bottle can cost about $7. That is an option which I've been complementing my program with. And when I said apples, please understand that we have apples in Barbados, and I peel my apples, the local apples. In fact, I support
golden apples.
Yeah, golden apples. So he might have assumed that I meant the other apples, but I like using a lot of local stuff. And let me also add that it's even local bananas. Our local bananas are so rich, Sanka, that when I use them, I only use half. You understand what I'm saying? I use half of the banana. You see, when you get into portion sizes and understanding this, because there's some people would eat 4 and 5 bananas one time and say, oh, I'm eating healthy. No, you're not, because you're overloading the system. So half of a banana, okay, that can be a little controversial. A lot of these places that are coming up are selling these protein shakes, Sanka. And I challenged a lady, it was even before this program, I said, you are putting too much sugar in a protein shake. No. I said, ma'am, listen to me. You having peanut butter, as in sugar. You're putting a whole banana, Sanka. Then you're putting in some simple syrup. So the little nuts and thing you're putting in there just to complement it really is being drunk up by all the sugars you're putting in. So yes, the person drinking it will feel good because naturally there's sugar rush, but it is doing nothing to the body. And I said, try it with half of a banana and even less of the peanut butter. People will still like it. It's going to take a little while to acquire the taste, but you're going to make them healthier. The guy selling these natural drinks as well, I said, sir, the cucumber and ginger, you put in sugar? He said, yeah. I said, no, hold on. Try the one with just the cucumber and ginger. Just draw it off. Because you want to promote a healthy lifestyle. But if you all are putting, I said, but I use the brown sugar. It doesn't matter which sugar you're using. We have sugar is sugar. So you drink one of those bottles, which really could be two servings. So it has lots of sugar in it. And then you go and buy something else with more sugar sign. Because so we have to be careful where we shop and what we do. And don't be afraid to tell the people if you want less sugar in something. Because when it goes into the body cycle, you know, you got men that's working your body cycle. You got the small men that's working, they don't cycle. They start me, what's happening, right? That's why sometimes you might not understand. That's why your heart is attacking. Because when the men realize that your heart is, the men just take the heart and slap you with it and tell you, listen to me. It's true, you know, you may slap your heart with the heart. So when you put food inside the body, men just go for the food, and the men got a little computer to jump into the food and say, what is inside of the food and push it to the correct part of the body that is supposed to be, like orange juice, for instance. If you take the natural orange, it can say, well, look, the body got a little cold, push it there to help break down. But if you take the other orange that got in lots of sugar, so when you read the label, you're saying 32 grams of sugar. And I saw a man drink the whole of one of them already, Sanka. And you know people do that. But what he's doing, he's overloading the system. So when the men get in, the men vex. So you know what men can do? Take out what they want, and then you got fast. So you rest, or you rest and go and store some side of your body as fat you want, the way you're getting fat. Because it says in here how much servings you're supposed to have. And we do that, and we destroy our bodies instead of listening to the body. But the body gives signals. That little headache, you ignore that because you're going to drink a rum, two beers, and ignore the headache. But Sanka, that headache could be the blood pressure going up, you know? And you use a man, so you don't want to check for that there, so no, because a little rum going to cure that there. And we do that, and then when we get the stroke, all of a sudden, you can find the money to find all the medication, and then you know what, Sanka, so you just stop for a month, and then you start back. Because you're feeling good again, when you could be feeling good all the time. Cool?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Fair enough. You want to comment?
Well, a lot of things that he said, I adopt in terms of like, well, you know, cut down my portion sizes, use a lot of fruit, eat a lot of vegetables. Mm. Even the, when he talk about cutting the chicken breast in half and dividing like the drumstick from the thigh, you know, that's what I started to do. And like Alf, I took action, and this is what we get coming out of the program, where people have to take action. If they want to be healthy and if they want to lose weight, you know, you have to take action to do something about it. So, you know, we are pleading with all Barbadians, you know, don't just sit down and, you know, hope that the weight will go away. Don't sit down and hope that you get healthy. Get up and take action. Like Mr. Prescott was saying, you know, take walks, you know, get active. That's what we want to implore you all to do, get active.
Just let me ask this question. Don't you find that eating healthy is cheaper?
Yes, it is.
You can actually save money by eating healthy?
Yes, you can.
Yes.
All right, what I want to do is just go around the table and talk about that, because we have the 12:30 news starting in another 17 minutes or so. So let's talk about eating healthy and how cheaper it is. Who wants to go first?
Right, let me go first because...
this is Alf speaking.
Yes, please. And I'm making up for turning up late. Let me tell you why it's cheaper. Let's start with the average person we have at breakfast. Instead of taking three eggs, take one egg. Boil one egg. And so in the biscuits now, you're taking five.
Yeah.
So that means that the pack of biscuits can serve you 3 days. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So instead of buying five packs of biscuit for the week, you really got to buy three. So you're saving money there. Simple like that, Sanka.
Mm-hmm.
The Sunday food now where people would buy food on the Monday, mine is serving me 3 days. So Sanka don't have to get food Monday and Tuesday. There is a popular place that is so good in terms of chicken, Sanka, in Barbados, in Eagle Hall, Sanka. It has the best chicken in the world. Sanka, I would have taken half of that chicken and chips and eat it one time. So like, you know, it's half a chicken. The leg, the breast, the thigh, everything. That can serve me 3 times on cycle. So instead of going back the Saturday and the Sunday, that can serve me 3 times. And if you have a lifestyle like mine where you might perform sometimes at night, that was my stop on my way home. You go Friday night, you go back there Saturday night. So but you are eating $52 in food where you can just only spend 26 if you really must stop, because you don't have to stop, 26, and it can serve you 3 days. What I do at night if I have to perform, Sanka, you put some tea inside of a flask. Sanka, are you serious? some peppermint, some ginger or something, or some fruit. There's nothing wrong with fruits. Sanka, raisins are good. Sanka, I mean, I wouldn't have, I was eating nuts late at night, but Sanka, there's nothing wrong with walking a couple slices of apple at night and you snack on that. And you save money, because you see, you're hearing me tell you that I don't spend no money yet apart from your breakfast money, Sanka. I have done that and I've saved lots of money and I am not tempted. The only temptation will come on Tuesday. I mean, Dennis will fall for that temptation.
Celeste? Eating less?
Yeah.
Costing less?
Eating less and costing less. Okay, on, like before on Sundays, I would eat a whole plate of rice, some pie, chicken, and some vegetables. Now, like, I would eat rice once a week. I tell people that, eat rice once a week. And the only time now that I eat rice is on Sundays, basically. And I would go and I would get a very small portion of rice. And I would take, you know, part of the chicken and my vegetables. Fruit, the same thing. And the eggs, I would get a whole crack of eggs. And, well, actually, I had a whole crack of eggs. And these eggs last me so long, you would not believe. Mm-hmm. I mean, so long. I still have some in the fridge. Up to this morning, I used some. And I had those eggs, I think, last week. And, like, now, those eggs will be gone. Because, you know, you get the eggs, you put about six.
Yes.
Yeah. You
make a nice omelette.
Yeah, nice omelette, or you scramble them.
Yeah.
You know,
and
then
butter,
yes, enough butter. You know, all these bad habits, honestly, I can say I cut out. I remember going to a luncheon a time, and my best friend, she came and she said, what do you want to eat, Celeste? I say, I want a piece of chicken, some plantain, and some salad. And she was like, you was getting me sick. You know, that's all you can eat? And I was like, yes, that's all I want. And she was like, they got rice and they got pie and they got shepherd's pie. And I said, but I don't want any of that. I just want a piece of chicken, some plantain, and some vegetables. And you know, I'm quite full and quite happy and contented when I eat that. Mm-hmm. Being honest, you know, as opposed to a whole plate of food, you know, that you overload your system with, and it makes you tired, it makes you lethargic, you know? Mm-hmm. For me, that's what it did. Exercising has given me this new drive. I tell you, they call me the gym junkie now. Mm-hmm. They call me the gym junkie. Okay. Because I love it. I love it. I'm just embracing my new lifestyle.
Mm. All right. Let's take this call. Brass Tack Sunday, you're on the air. Brass Tack Sunday, good afternoon. You're on the air.
Hi, good afternoon.
Yes, go right ahead with your question.
I just want to say congratulations, first of all, to everyone that is there who has actually decided to go about the dieting the correct way, diet and exercise. Because there are two things that I really would like to touch on, and that is, the first one is the social responsibility of the bakeries, especially. My son has this thing now that he likes to have a pastry on Sunday. And they have this thing now that they have a layer of sugar, a layer, a complete layer that you could peel off the jam puffs, right? I have called them, I spoke to them about it and stuff, and, you know, it was all this back and forth as to why it was this different baker, that they have standards and everything. But yet, when you go in there, all of their pastries are layered with that sugar. Then it's trying to limit what I would give my son, because no one seems to think that this is a problem at all. Also, I also would buy popcorn from Good Time Snacks. I call them also about the salt content. And the guy said to me, no, we can't do that just to suit one person. So there you have it. So no one wants to take responsibility for anything. Also, I have a concern with Chefette also and KFC as it relates to their board. We should be able to go in there and be confident enough to purchase stuff and knowing what we are getting. So they're spending all this money and you know, building new locations, and that simple thing they aren't doing.
I think there's only one fast food restaurant that actually lists
the calories like that
is Burger King.
Right, and I think that is the way to go. As I said, for social responsibility, yeah. You have a responsibility to the people and stuff. You know, make sure that you have people that will continue to buy your products. Because if people are dead, yeah, really can't buy anything. My next thing, because I am very passionate about this whole thing, is, as I said earlier about diet and exercise, we have this trend now all of a sudden that every single fad that comes on, I see women clamoring to buy drugs from unknown sources from all over the world to get this lose weight quick facade. And I the thing is, well, I'm very mouthy, so I would come in and say, y'all already know what y'all doing. Y'all already know what y'all ingesting. Y'all are going to die, and no one is going to know why y'all die. We, and the thing is the women. It is the women. And I just cannot figure out why it's so hard. You know, like, just take stock of your life. It's not going to happen one time. It is a, you have to take it slow. Because anybody that approaches this diet and want it to happen overnight, they're going to fall off. That's the first thing. You're not going to maintain it. Gradually cut things out of your diet. Keep a diary to see where you, what you're eating, and say to yourself, well, I could do without this, or I could cut this down. If I'm drinking one Coke, let me just cut it in half. You know, little simple stuff. And just start to exercise. There are numerous, numerous programs. There are boot camps, $5 gyms, all types of things that you could do, because it's not fair to the taxpayers that we have to pay to make, or to keep people alive for stuff that they can control. It is totally unfair, and I don't feel good going to work, paying taxes, and simple things that you could, you know, go to the market, buy your fresh fruit, buy your vegetables and everything, and take control of your life. Simple. So I just want to say kudos to everybody in there that took the challenge and going about it the correct way, because it's going to be a lifestyle for them. It's definitely what, it's my lifestyle, so I'm very proud to see other people embracing it.
All right. Thank you very much for your call. Ladies and gentlemen, is it really a diet or is it a lifestyle change?
It's a lifestyle change, and that is what we are advocating in St. Lucie, a lifestyle change. Because diet
connotates certain things.
Yes, it's a lifestyle change, portion sizes, exercises, you know, everything comes together to form, you know, to form is a lifestyle, lifestyle.
Mr. Price.
Along with a lot of education.
And that's the basis of our project in St. Lucie. And before we started the program, we would have done what I termed a health questionnaire throughout the parish to find out, you know, what persons were eating, what they were drinking, the exercise. We looked at the age and coming out of that, that is how we form, you know, what we're doing for the project. And Mr. Prescott was with us last Monday night. Mm-hmm. We were at the Salvation Army in Checker Hall, and it's an older congregation. And you're surprised to see that these are persons with some of the chronic illnesses and a lot of things that, you know, that they were not aware of. So our project is mostly like an education. It has an educational thrust to it.
Yeah. The question I would ask you very quickly is, but older people who have been eating the same way for the last 40, 50, 60 years, how do you explain to someone who has been traditionally eating a lot of rice, a lot of macaroni pie, using a lot of butter, or margarine these days, and oil for frying the chicken and frying pork chop, right? A nice greasy pork chop. how do you try to explain to that person that they are really and truly doing themselves a disservice? How?
I think when you're dealing with an older population who have established health issues, I use that advantage. Mm-hmm. Not to tell them to lose weight or whatever, but to show them, you don't want to get a heart attack because you're on the driveway for the heart attack. So what are you going to do? You're going to get a heart attack, or you can start, even at that stage, you can start doing some things. I find when you do that, people are more willing to start doing something.
They're more receptive.
Because it's not so losing weight, it's showing, okay, so they start a little bit. And you don't have to lose a lot of weight, you know. Some people come back and they lose 2 pounds, 5 pounds, and they start seeing changes already. And they get really excited. And people who would never do something say, gee, wait, you know, I lose 2 pounds? And look, my blood sugar coming down a little bit. My blood pressure.
In fact, is the focus not against, is really dealing with the all these different indexes, which is the indices, which are the blood pressure. Mm-hmm. And I think the real goal is that, as against losing weight. Weight is a compliment.
Yeah, but these are the indicators of your success. Uh-huh. So if you have a condition, you want to get better.
Yeah.
So then you see the reason why you should lose it. I was at a place yesterday, and the man just said to me, not any health person, he said to me, you know the problem? We tell people, you got diabetes, mm-hmm. don't drink that soft drink. Don't do that. You see, but you don't explain to people why and how it's going to happen. So people say, wait, you don't want me to drink that? Done with that. Yeah. So they go home and skip drink. But if you show them, okay, like many times, Dan should tell you, and we do this to you, you say, okay, give up the soft drink for 3 months. And when you come back, let's see what happens. And they do that because you get homework. And when they come back, they're shocked. Mm-hmm. I lose 10 pounds. Ooh, and this happened, that happened.
Mm-hmm.
Well, look, I can only drink that now once a month or thing. Because they understand.
Mm-hmm.
And when they go back to the physician, they say, hey, what are you doing? Whew. But they be doing something themselves. Nothing dramatic. What the lady said just now is very true. Too many people in Barbados feel that in order to get healthy, you got to spend $2,000 treated, which is nonsense. And when they spend that money, in 3 weeks after, they're going back to the same thing. Because they haven't learned the thing. And I had a lady who lost 30 pounds in 3 months. And she was in the obese column. Come back overweight. We congratulate her. Really, family, real happy. She said, Mr. Prescott, but how this happened? Can I do anything? I said, you can't lose 30 pounds not do something. She said, I do what you tell me to do. I said, what did I tell you to do? She said, well, I get off the bus every evening and walk home 3 miles. And on Saturday, walk another 3 miles. I get all my sugary stuff and drink water. She said, no, I eat a lot of vegetables and I eat one slice of sweet potato or one slice of yam, and that's all. I said, well, that's all they had to do. But you know her problem? She felt she should have had to pay $1,500 to do this and buy this. I said, no, you have to do that. Like, you did it yourself. And she was so shocked. So we have to look at all these things in the community and show people that, yes, this is what you're doing, but you don't have to do it. People have lost weight. People have got their blood pressures under control. And I mean, I've been telling his numbers, but I can tell you information.
Mm-hmm.
I've started the program. His blood pressure was 175 over 100. He lost 23 pounds of blood pressure, went to 154 over 77. And now he's nearly losing the 40 pound blood pressure normal range.
Mm-hmm.
Just from that. And that is what makes him want to continue, is the lifestyle that he's developed. But he's also seen diabetes so much better, all the high blood pressure, mm-hmm. obesity rate. So where he's going to stop? But if he was just losing weight for losing weight's sake, he would say, I achieved my weight, thing mm-hmm. I done. But you know, I have to continue this in order that, and you don't want to go on medication, so this is the alternative. So it can happen.
And Sanka, do not see it as exercise more than activity. You see, because the word exercise turns off people.
Yes, so
big gardening, washing a car, do something.
Physical.
If you do something for half an hour every day, that is working. Forget the word exercise, activity.
All right. And ladies and gentlemen, we'll continue this very interesting topic when we come back after the latest. And remember, this special program is brought to you by Williams Industries, Inc.
For building supplies, big or small, at Williams Metals, we have it all. Angles, flats, cement and doors, lumber, windows and much, much more.
Get all your lumber needs from us. We have number one treated pine, all different types of plywood, V-joint, siding board, and concrete board. In addition, we have grade 3 2x4s and form ply for boxing.
Big or small, at Williams Metals, we have it all. At Williams Metals, we have it all.
Visit their website at www.williamsmetals.bb.
Welcome back to Brass Tack Sunday. This is Sanka Price here with you, along with Dennis Johnson, who's our producer. And we have Mr. Lennox Prescott, health and wellness consultant, Ms. Janice Springer. She's the coordinator for the St. Lucie program, parish program. And of course, we have Miss Celeste Burnett and Mr. Carl Alf Padmore. And they have all taken lifestyle changes. And we were just looking at some before and after pictures. And this was just a matter of months that they have made a change in terms of the indicators to good health. In other words, having high blood pressure, having either being diabetic or being on medication, and being able either to reduce that medication or get off that medication because of that lifestyle change. What I want to look at this time, we'll still talk, of course, talk about something about that as we go forward to the end of this program. But one of the issues now, I think, is the change in medication that is taking place around drug service, because you know we're using a lot of generics now. And I know that for some people who are on diabetic medication or on high blood pressure medication, hypertension medication in particular, there's a real concern. I don't know if Lennox Prescott, for those who want to join or who somehow don't happen to know, but he is the first director of the Barbados Drug Service, and he also set up drug services. I certainly remember Belize because I remember seeing, I think I saw him in Belize when I was there. But he has set up Trotney Caribbean. He has literally set these things up. And this, we go back about over three decades. And so, Lennox, I want you to tell us about what is happening in terms of this medication in particular, but these generics, and how is that impacting health, and how, since we're looking for solutions here, how having that a lifestyle change would help, because I think that's what's important. Because I think at the end of the day, that's the significant thing here. What we're looking at is a solution to those problems that we're facing in, with our health.
First off, let me make a little correction. I was the second director of Barbados Drug Service.
Okay.
John Turner was the first. Right. But I am the person who set up the benefit service where people mm-hmm. get the medication now free and so forth. Forget it was free at first. So mm-hmm. I started that from scratch. So I'm well aware and worked in every Caribbean country helping them with these programs. The problem, and we're just talking about this because it's affecting people who are here, who have now, with the changes in the formula this year, people have to be changed from medication that they were on. One of the things that we do in setting up drug services and so forth is always to look at the economic costs and the cost-benefit analysis. Because some of you might do something that seems great, but on the flip side, it might be the worst thing that you've done and cost you more down the road. So you had to be very careful. When people are, especially for chronic diseases, when people are controlled on medication for their diabetes and for their high blood pressure, unless something drastically happens, like something's been found to be wrong with the medication and so forth, you really don't change that medication because they've been controlled. It's very difficult to control people. So if I've got you controlled on medication, you have to ask the question, why am I going to force you to change that medication? What cost benefit is it? So what we normally do, and I don't know if they've done it, I haven't seen any, we normally do a pharmacoeconomic study to determine the cost benefit to doing what we want to do. What I see every day in my program is people who are on a fixed dose medication, like the Quadivans and so forth. Huh? And the majority of people were on those medications. Now they come with three and four different medications.
So this is three or four different tablets.
Yeah, but the tablets thing. Don't forget, we had one tablet. So right. They had three different drugs in one tablet.
Right.
So you take one tablet, that was good. Now you got to take three. Right. So people come and tell me the blood pressure going. I said, what's happening? Oh, they got me on these three medications now. And you know, I just forget to take them. I take one today and I can't take the rest and all kind of thing. So we created, in my view, stroke and heart attack down the road. Like it cost the government so much more money than if we stuck to what they were on. So I'm yet to understand the reason. It has nothing to do with generics, brand name. Look, you have to look at what you get in a quotation. You might get a brand name product that might be less expensive than the generic product. It happens. So you don't just take out brand name and put generic. You have to look at what is the cost, what is the mm-hmm. impact. And you might get three products that may be at 2 cents. Individual products, and the one where it's combined maybe at 5 cents. But you got people control on the 5 cent one who ain't gonna get no heart attack and stroke. So what benefit is it? I'm saying we gotta be honest. Let's look at this again. And I think the ministry really needs to look at it again. If a mistake has been made, let's correct it. Because we're dealing with a population of people who our population, so many people have diabetes and hypertension, majority. Control. So let's go back and look at it. It has nothing to do with anything anybody think about. Sometimes we make mistakes. If we made a mistake, let's go back and correct it.
I mean, with the aging population, I think this is crucial.
Of course. Because you're asking an aging or elderly person who on one tablet, love it, don't have to, especially the labor themselves. To get two tablets. Now they're going to remember, did they take this one today? Mm-hmm. Or did they take that one tomorrow? And then the system, forget it, I can't worry about that idea. You know what I mean? I wait till I go back to my doctor. Some people say, I wait till I go back to my doctor and tell him, I can't get this thing, understand. But that's 3 months now, you know. Don't somebody take the medication. Because they get confused. So be a look at all those factors.
But I would think, though, that if you're taking one tablet, you're less likely to have the amount of wastage in the system. Because if you're taking one tablet that has that combined effect that gives heart protection, it gives other types of protection, it may cost a bit more, but you're more likely to take that, and you're less likely to waste.
That's what you need, the cost-benefit analysis.
Precisely.
It's not just the cost of the medication. It's what impact is going to have in reducing stroke, heart attack, other chronic diseases down the road.
Yeah.
The other issue is... this one, I'll see in a moment. But no, the what's the other issue? Okay, you talk, Pat. Alf, and I'll come back to it.
All right. Okay. Well, before Alf comes, let's take this call, because we have a couple of calls there. So let's take this call first. You're on Brass Tack Sunday. Good afternoon.
Hi,